was like, I know Chris Lynch is a faggot.
And I was like, don't fucking say that, dude. Chris is fucking eats a lot of pussy. He's like, yeah, right. Eats a lot of cock. Yeah, right. And by pussy, you mean a fucking 7-inch cock.
It's a girl dog that has that voice.
Yeah. Did you see that the video that I sent you? The one's like, hey, you fucking stupid bitch.
Oh,
Like blue collar hell man.
Oh, wait, hold on.
What's your name, bitch?
Oh, yeah. Just having That's a good time. Funny, just drinking a lot of cum. I love that. What's your name, bitch? You want a beer? Oh, you don't want to come to my place and fuck later.
Is that like a pickup line?
Yeah, yeah. It's like this like blue collar piece of shit, like mask thing. Face mask Instagrams are getting me. Like guy filter face filters.
Oh yeah, like what kind of face masks?
Like there's this one called blue collar worker. It's like helps his son with homework. And like hits on girl at bar, and it's just like, you know, just hyper aggressive shit. It's really funny. It's the greatest.
What's your name, bitch?
What's your name, bitch?
I've been staying off the internet just because I don't want to be seeing pictures of freaking subway stabbings or anything
oh,
like
yeah.
that.
Oh, yeah. You don't like watching that?
I don't want to see. I actually love it. I mean, I come from Best Score. I come from Live Leak. I've seen things. But it's pretty damaging to see. I don't want to say the word snuff. It feels so queer to even use that word. So I wish
it's
I didn't use it.
It's just a mental health issue that you're witnessing. That's all.
Oh, yeah. I like seeing it. I like thinking. I'm thinking of, let's say, an idea. And I'm like, oh, that's pretty funny. I'm like, I start scrolling. I see a black guy with a knife out. And I start thinking of that situation instead. Next thing you know, my idea is just gone or it's not funny or I'm thinking of that for a while. No, I'm not doing a Clockwork Orange. You'll have to force me to look at that if you want me to see it.
Mind aids.
We're gonna force you to look at it.
Yeah, let's do it. But
train ride hell.
Train ride hell, man. Yeah, it's an irregular warfare you're seeing right now, and people, I don't know, they're starting to maybe understand that it's warfare.
It's not looking good for blacks.
No, they have a very bad.
It is not looking good.
Bad rep right now. The blacks have. Just in my car, I was thinking, I'm like, oh. The rap that blacks have is bad.
they got a bad
As
rap
in,
right
ir-
now.
Irrecoverable.
Yeah.
You cannot recover.
I have, we all have sympathy and pathos.
Empathy.
Empathy for everybody. The only thing I can say is that it's looking real bad for blacks right now.
If you want an unbiased, uncolored opinion.
This is our unbiased opinion.
Yeah, I mean, not as even as white men, just not living beings. But, it's really not looking good for blacks.
Not looking good, guys.
Grade F.
It's not looking good.
Yeah.
Twitter went from, oh, this is pretty based, to lynch him!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, every white person I know is now a hood-wearing, hood-ready,
a regular Robert Byrd.
They're all petting horses they're gonna ride.
Yeah,
they're cutting their pillowcases into triangles. They're
and on Facebook too. It's spilled over.
The good joke I saw was a good reply to a repost of some alleged memes, making fun of the whole train situation, just a little bit of memery there, putting a Burger King crown on the black guy's head, stuff like that. That could have been, I mean, it could just rage bait, you know, whatever you want. But the reply to it was pictures of, like, post-lynching and, like, people smiling, and I was dying. Like, that sort of comment humor is so... I was dying looking at it. It was so crazy. But the sentiment is pretty thick, and it's going to be pretty hard to fight your way out of that one, that
it's
reputation.
It's not looking good, man.
Mm. Well, it's not. It's not. I mean, no matter what, then it's going to be hard for them to recover. But you can always trace where they come from other sources that aren't always apparent. It's just like the slave ships had a certain type of people, industrious type of people that ran the slave trade. There's an interesting parallel Or maybe it's not even a parallel. It's the same continuation. It's the same.
It's a lot of parallel. Continuity. Yeah. It's a continuous line.
It's unbroken continuity that we're enjoying right now. So, I mean, you put yourself in a position, or you have to defend a position in different ways. If you go out there and like this, don't hate blacks, don't blame blacks. You know, it just changes the tone of everything. But you just have to focus on the basics. They're not coming back after that. Unless they fill the mental asylums with all those people who let them out. Why is this allowed to happen? Intentionally allowed to happen? Then used as Clockwork Orange fear porn on the internet. It's an irregular war.
Was mental health the buffer zone that they built in to sort of like salvage the continuation of it? Where they were like, we're going
to
use...
To keep boiling white people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were going to use mental health to... Yeah.
They opened up the asylums in California, and that's pretty much an act of terrorism, to let those people around regular citizens without constant supervision. That's an act of terrorism. Mm-hmm. The fact alone that this guy with his rap sheet and this whole judge circuit was even allowed on there, it looks like intentionally, it looks like a hit, looks like a Manchurian candidate hit. I mean, just the fact that that's allowed, people don't get it, but that is terrorism.
It's absolutely terrorism. It's the anarcho-tyranny that Solzhenitsyn talked about.
Yeah.
Where if a thug has a knife, it's because he didn't know any better. If you have a knife, it's an act of high treason.
If you're white, you know.
But they've weaponized retarded black people.
Yeah, out of the insane asylum, pretty much.
Yeah,
they should let them out of the CTE clinics with baseball bats. And, baseball bats filled with Red Bulls and a screw top.
Yeah.
Like, just so you know, there's a screw top on top. That thing is filled with Red Bull. And it's just a regular MLB weight baseball that you've been swinging your whole life, bud. Now go out there and do. Whatever. Someone called you a faggot, by the way. I just want to give you a heads up.
When's it going to be the times in the train with like Christopher Walken? He's like, whoa. He pulls out the gun. When's it going to be like that?
It feels like that's coming.
Like it's pretty easy. A crazy guy like that. Look, I mean, I'm not a trained killer, but if you have the right tools and the right mindset, it's pretty easy to eliminate threats. Let me put it that way. And I'm not espousing any philosophy of defense or offense at all.
Well,
but it's pretty easy
it's
to
pretty
take
common
command.
In Philly. I was in Philly last week.
Mm-hmm.
A pretty normal guy, maybe even a little bit more normal than us.
Mm-hmm.
We're hanging out with him for lunch in a nice area.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, hey, watch out. I've got a handgun loaded in that thing. And it was like nothing. It was like a watch.
Yeah.
And I was like, just in my van, just being like, eh.
Yeah,
and I was like, Jesus Christ! He's like, oh yeah. He's like, that's pretty common around here.
Yeah.
You might have to unload in someone.
Yeah,
and I was like, wow, that's pretty wild.
I think it's time for white people to start packing. And mm-hmm. I think it's like in the past, the problem with saying stuff like this is that you are encouraging people to go do something that's going to get them in trouble. I think now is the time, like the Overton window and the sway back and forth of popular opinion. It has an effect on. These type, like if Daniel Penny happened now, it would be a different. It would play out differently than it did in COVID era.
Yeah, the mores are a little bit switched these days.
Yeah, now's the time to really be focused on your own protection and
now's the time to worry about yourself.
Yeah,
and your brothers.
You
got to
worry about
yourself,
your
family. Yeah,
your community.
Yeah.
And all that shit.
That means what it means.
It means what it means.
Yeah, hearing the commonplace having the pistol.
And it doesn't mean go out and pick a fight. It means fucking be ready.
Oh no, if you can run.
Don't be apologizing. Like that was the guy that got stabbed that was like, I stick up for you.
Good.
Who was that guy that one
the girl the in Brooklyn or whatever?
The activist that got fucking stabbed. Whatever.
Oh, we tripped. Yeah, he tripped over the bench and he got stabbed with his
his Hispanic girlfriend. Poor bastard, man.
She's making money and stuff. It's so good.
Poor bastard.
Oof. Respecters of life who know dignity and know quality don't like that scene that unfolded, no matter what the guy was guilty of or whatever. It's just like, I thought we were in a society. I thought we were in a civilization. Those are the ways that you can die. That's like ways that you can die in Mad Max or The Warriors.
Yeah. Or in something we would write.
Yeah, something straight up.
Guy on a train. Yeah, guy on a train stabs innocent girl.
You get on a train, there's a boss battle in the train. Are you fucking kidding me?
A boss battle.
He's got like two battery terminals together. Like you're going to fight a guy with two like whites. Like,
and he can only see whites. He's only going for whites. But it's interesting. But people don't really know. They've been tortured so good and raped so good. They don't know that this is irregular warfare and an insane advanced type that you see. It's like you see it in all the textbooks of tyranny, like 1984 and all those. Mm-hmm. You see that enacted like a textbook here, and if those things, and they are happening identical to, let's say, 1984, and I don't, it's like queer for me to be talking about George Orwell, but the same things happen here, and if you ever wondered what it was like in a society like that, look at whose job it is clearly to spin or to bide time and to pacify politicians and other figureheads in the media. Their job is to just buy time and pacify people, because the next generation will take over the plan in lockstep no matter what, because of education, because of media, TV, and Hollywood. Those things, that's why the youth is the only thing that matters. That's why people are starting to feel the heat, because they know that the children are in their re-education camps right now. And a lot of these people know that it's happening.
Well, I don't think they bided their... I think they didn't bide their time well enough. I think they tried to cook the frog too quickly. Lack of humility, hubris, and just that mid IQ curve. I know everything. I know how to get the best result. Follow my plan. Stuff that people like that are prone to led them to underestimate
the will of the natives.
The will of the natives. Yeah,
it's kind of ironic. It's like when mid-level management. It's like the agents of said movement are like who's like the. The chick who got caught in Boston, like some of these politicians that keep getting caught red-handed doing shit that's so fucking dumb. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like they're getting caught stealing.
Millions.
Yeah, 187,000, like stealing.
They
for
get
their
three
family.
Months. You'd get like 18 years.
Yeah, right. That kind of shit, and it happens like en masse, you know, over and over and over and over.
They wet their beaks too much, and they celebrate too much,
too early, loudly.
And it's not they get away with a lot. You know, Nancy Pelosi's what is she, almost a billionaire? Was she at 500 million?
There's memes baked into the culture about her insider trading, and to follow the money, you follow her trading decisions. Like, it's memed out, and there's still nothing anyone can do about it.
She's like, like she's making millions.
You got some guy, some bum with a hammer in the house, some weird gay sex shit. Remember that? Some queer shit.
She's got 400 million. I'm sure she's nasty at it. She's trading.
What
she's
the
got
fuck
three
was
her
salary?
She's got three screens in
front
of her.
150,000.
She's like, oh, wait. Now.
She's like a professional StarCraft player with like 18 trading screens open.
What the fuck kind of a wizard is she? Like, why isn't she like
Nintendo
Warren Buffett?
Power glove on?
the software's not fast enough. She has to have like hard line fiber optics installed for it to keep up with her.
She has
her
a condo
moves.
In New Jersey. Thing I sent you about like...
It's like a half mile from the New York Stock Exchange.
She's like, what? What? She's in an RV driving. She's moving back and forth in a train, trading that fast. So the what would that be? That would be the signal's faster. It's like milliseconds faster.
Yeah.
And they'll drop. It's like algorithmic trading.
Nancy Pelosi's like a human computer. Yeah. She's that good.
It's right in your face, and everybody knows it. And it, but still, it's like you never. Only in nightmares or bad ending books or movies did things turn out this way, but they've already been this way even before you were born. It's just the trick is to make people not see it. But this is, it moved a little bit fast.
I think it did,
It seemed like it did. It could be just a test thing just to see what they have to...
They went too fast. And another thing is that I don't think they counted on...
They count on Milk Boy?
Oh, Milk Boy. Again?
They did.
I didn't count on Milk Boy. Now I have to live by it.
Chuck's a king.
Yeah, Milk
King
Boy.
Chuck Milk Boy, wow.
I don't think they counted on Elon Musk buying Twitter, which is the reason why anybody knows that this happened, other than the usual people who know what happened, which, you know, is good. But for normies to know, for this thing to get critical mass, requires Elon on Twitter.
It requires him putting a few smiley faces and a few question marks and what?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
The Boston lady with the head wrap, the new one, being like, Leave me alone. She got busted. It's pretty blatant. It's like the Boston political. I don't pay attention. I don't know what her role is. She gets popped for giving her family like $280,000, stealing furniture out of the fucking, like, real dumb. Dumb shit.
Stuff in the fireplace with the furniture she broke down.
And she's like, leave me alone. She gets caught. And like, it's so on
Isn't
the
she
nose.
First
now.
Muslim, whatever representative.
Yeah.
It's Did you type in perfect. Boston corruption recent news?
It's, yeah.
Hey, Schultz, will you close the glass door? Is it closed? Is somebody talking out there?
We can hear them.
We can hear people. It's really bugging me.
It's just bugging.
This is an important one.
Did you just say okay?
Hold on. This
is it Tanya.
Yeah, Tanya Fernandez. Yeah, yeah.
Stupid Portuguese. Forget fuck.
No, yeah, you'll see. You'd say that. That's what I wish it was. You wish it was like helmet head Portuguese. Mm-hmm. You'll see. You got to see the conference. That's the.
Yo, get that Ergen.
It's that one.
Look at the smile.
Me. That one in the lower left right there, 4 days ago.
Look at the jugs on it.
Wow. I'm asking you, like, leave me alone. She's like, yo, chill.
She's got jugs like Wendy Williams. What happened to her?
She going to prison? Oh, she gets 1 month?
1 month.
Ah, there it is. You get 28 years if you did that. Mm-hmm.
She pays $13,000 in restitution. I'm sure it was 13 grand. I'm sure.
13 cents. Yeah, that's nice.
Sentencing day for former Boston City Councilor Tanya Fernandez Anderson. This was for wire
Fernandez,
fraud and
she's
stealing
got,
both
she's,
of which used taxpayer
she
money.
She got space invaders
result,
on her fucking
Fernandez
shirt?
Fernandez Anderson is set to serve 1 month of incarceration, 3 years of supervised release, and pay $13,000.
$13,000?
And what is this, Wheel of Fortune?
Michael that must, to the people watching this, that probably sounds like, whoa! Outside the
how could you ever afford
Boston,
to pay $13,000?
Actually a lot less than
where is she going to come up with that?
We're asking for.
Yeah, Colton, prosecutors were hoping for a year in prison for Tanya Fernandez Anderson, but she's getting a lot
what
less
about,
than that.
What about
still,
the money?
It's a very big fall.
What about
from
the money?
Grace.
Thank you for so many people being here. My God, I'm not that important.
Yo.
Tanya Fernandez Anderson left the courthouse Friday after sentencing,
ladies.
Taking responsibility for what she did, but criticizing the news coverage.
The reason why I don't talk to you is because you never report accurately on black people. You're always causing some sort of trouble.
The 46-year-old told the judge in court,
fucking...
I can't forgive myself.
Is this a Paris movie?
I think they're going to say they've
no
lost
excuse.
The...
Her attorney asked
they're not looking good.
Not it's not
to
good.
Serve time
my unbiased
bars.
Opinion is it's not looking good.
Every bit of it. I didn't make excuses.
That, it's like a global reduction in 5 points of charisma.
Yeah.
Everybody. Yeah. Everybody.
The cadence is like of a 16-year-old girl, though. Are you hearing that?
Hind it's some bars. Retard shit.
And I took responsibility for every bit of it. I didn't make
no,
excuses.
That's just
I didn't
mockery.
Say I didn't do this part.
It's just
of
mockery. Because what you're thinking were normal thoughts. And to not be able to say those thoughts to her is a sort of a form of torture and a little bit of a, I don't know, like a buffer or
Leave
something.
Leave me alone.
Like
so what? I fucked a kid.
Normally
she
get a pie that's, in the face.
That's what she's saying.
80 IQ points.
She said. So what? I said
if that.
So what? I said I did it. Give me my fucking Medal of Honor.
It would have been better if she started doing the breakfast rap by Will Smith, whatever that was. The breakfast table.
The comeback one.
Yeah, when he was drinking cups of load.
Yeah.
I want to see. She should have just started doing the. Lunch table beats.
I told you that I sold money. Making fun of me is not that funny.
And you got these car dealers. In the place.
Her husband's behind it. He's got $3,000 glasses on.
I walk by.
Her whole crew is a beatbox crew. They're good.
The guys, it's like 10 girls.
You gotta have backup dancers to be city council.
Like really super intricate robot sounds for a machine with many joints and many bearings, you know? Fucking like, and it's walking fast. It's so stupid. Yeah, that's our, I guess those are our rulers. Isn't that nice to have rulers like that? Without with rulers
gonna...
like that, why don't you pack heat?
No, people are waking up. We're gonna kick their asses.
That is the best chocolate I've ever had in my life. That chocolate is like the best. What is that?
Let me get it exactly. It's Milk
it's
Boy.
It's Burpington's.
Yeah, Milk Boy stomach scent.
Really?
It's a Swiss chocolate Milk Boy.
Damn.
They probably have other flavors like raw cups
it's Hershey.
Of Hershey. Yeah, this is Hershey's Hershey. Symphony. I don't know if you've ever tried it.
Damn. Like, as soon as I had it, I was like, I'm ordering that. Whatever the
Symphony.
Fuck. I'm ordering a fucking brick of that.
Oh, it's changed.
I'm not even a big chocolate guy. You know, you guys are the chocolate connoisseurs. You guys are the chocolateers.
Yeah, we...
Chocolate brothers.
Yeah.
You got whisks. You guys got chocolate whisks.
I'm afraid that the cocoa bean has...
Parasites.
Some sort of parasite or mold, just like cats, they get taxed. So I'm worried that we have something from the
cocoa.
Gotta
have more.
Why they not have
do,
cadmium?
They do look, a cocoa plant does
looks
look
disgusting.
It looks fucking, it's like a cashew.
Ooh, you know, cashew looks like fucking Mars fruit.
Yeah, you don't want to look at cashews or you'll kill yourself. Yeah. Yeah, it's like, just kill yourself, you fucking faggot. That's what every cashew says when you open it. Kill yourself, you fucking faggot. That's
what? Cocoa's like the cum shit plant.
Yeah. It's like, yeah. That,
it's the diarrhea of a really weird plant.
Juicy cum plant.
Dude, that's yeah. gross.
Yeah, that is
that's
gross.
That's fucking gross.
What do you yeah. do with the cashew apple?
Eat it. It's like eating octopus.
You I'm puke a, so hard you die?
Yeah.
Octopus. No, it's yeah. really smart. I'll die if I eat
it's
that.
It's cracking locks.
It's opening up tanks, flooding your office.
This like, one's the craziest one. We already looked at this one.
Oh, but. The black horn
what
nut.
What the fuck?
Horn nut.
Suck. Oh, take it
what
off.
Is this the Donnie Darko nut?
Yeah. Take it off screen, please.
Suck dick, you fucking faggot.
Whoa.
I'll come. I'll kick your fucking ass, you fucking piece of shit. I like the idea of inanimate objects heavy threatening you while you're like, you have to.
I'll kill you.
In the factory when they're like putting them in bags and shit, they have to have like headphones on because they're talking so much shit. Fuck your fat mother, you fucking stupid pig slut. Your mother's a fucking slut. Gail Rotrin. Your mom. Yeah.
Opening a door hard and then getting the thing slammed in your ass on the way out because it's pissed at you.
It hates your gut. I hate you.
Oh, bro, the Milk Boy. You heard about the Milk Boy in the news, right?
Yeah.
He's stealing money?
Well, he's a...
He's back at it.
He's back at it. He's a vigilante.
He's incorrigible.
He's incorrigible. He's unavoidable. Nope. Especially on the train.
Yeah.
He's like a masked vigilante. And
no matter how much trouble he gets in, they can't seem to bring him to justice.
They can't even get him.
They say he's incorrigible.
He's incorrigible, and yeah. he cannot be got.
He's a lovable bit of mirth to him.
He has mirth. Character. He's not just violence.
What he's joyous.
He goes on the train, and those guys that do stabbings and stuff like that, he actually strings them up.
Mm-hmm.
He's a final boss?
Yeah. He's the final boss of the train. He's called Milk Boy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He lives at the head of the train.
Yep. And when things get really bad, he goes and he assassinates who's causing the most trouble. Mm-hmm. It's like he goes in and he cleans up each car. He goes into the car, even if it's a car full of nuns.
And then he finds the people responsible. He knows who's responsible
Hot
for
Ukrainian
it.
Ukrainian refugees.
As well.
He can tell just by certain markers.
There's certain ways that they have that give it away.
Complicated algorithms.
It's not something you need to worry about. It's beyond the scope of this dissertation.
Yeah, but I'm excited about seeing, you know, what becomes of Milk Boy.
Well, we'll see.
Do you guys see the SEAL Team 6 in North Korea thing?
Didn't they all die in the same Chinook? Remember that classic? We got him. Didn't the Bin Laden? They all died in the same helicopter. Allegedly.
What happened here? I'm not sure. I'm not sure I could muster the care to concern myself with faggot soldiers.
It says it's been revealed that Trump murdered 6 innocent homosexual fishermen in North Carolina.
They were trying to plant some sort of listening device in North Korea, and where the landing site was, there was just a fisherman boat with North Koreans.
This Rambo shit.
And they killed all of them and then like drowned the bodies.
Yeah.
And then it didn't come out until 6 years later. Mm-hmm. But it was just funny that
doing what they do best.
I feel like you guys could reenact that out.
This is what we're supposed to be. This is what we're supposed to believe now. Maybe Trump did it himself.
He did. He got the call. There's a lot of the fishermen, and on board, there's actually babies on board. And the words from the president were, as I quote, "Kill them all." And he hung up the phone and immediately went back to sleep.
Well, what I heard was that North Korea, they have these things called super nukes. that can travel up to 20,000. They can go halfway around the globe. They have total global coverage.
Oh.
And they're undetectable.
Oh.
And there's no way to stop these things. Once they're in the air, it's game
over.
You
can't even see them. They're holograph nukes.
They're holographic nukes, yeah.
Holographic nukes.
Yeah.
Microparticle nukes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's one.
Well, I'm never going to sleep again. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Sorry to do that to you.
But they have to be cock-shaped.
They have to be covered in glitter, and then they're invisible.
Yeah, glitter, people
don't
know.
It looks like a miniature.
It's just
rubber tires. Are they inflatable?
Those are inflatable tires.
Remember the inflatable jet that people run around Afghanistan, whatever sort of Middle East bullshit? Mm-hmm. The jet is obvious inflatable.
The decoys?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, remember that classic?
Oh.
I wouldn't know how to find it. Anyone would, but.
Fake military weapons is the funniest thing.
Didn't Patton do one of those with the tanks and such? I think he did an inflatable tank thing
just to make him look, just to like pump himself up.
Yep, exactly.
I think that goes back 10,000 years, having like fake horses and stuff.
Oh no, shit.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Oh, like
to
silhouettes.
Make it appear like you're stacked way.
Oh
more.
Shit!
Yeah,
I didn't know.
There's 20,000 of them.
What's the shit you put
on
in your bike?
There's two.
Synthol.
Synthol for warfare. Yeah. Like it's just the general putting mad synthol in his biceps. He's like, dude, don't even fucking think about it. He's got biceps this big.
Going on the battlefield.
Yeah, fuck you. They're like, shit, run. He's jacked as shit.
He fucks you up.
Synthol works. Synthol is actually a steroid.
Oh, that's silly.
So they had an inflatable.
Oh, yeah. They just did a plane thing. It's just
how'd they catch it?
I don't know. So people just pointed out. I guess if you never look, you actually don't see it.
Huh.
Your brain fills it in like it's a real plane. You don't even question it unless you look specifically.
That would be a fun, if we had all the money in the world, to just be popping inflatable military
houses.
Gear. Set up an army base.
Yeah.
It looks totally real on
just
satellite.
Completely inflatable. The whole barracks, a neighborhood adjoining it, everything.
A 45-minute dissertation on how strong the military is by some fucking Afghanistan fucking general. It's like, this is the 747-51. And then you just shoot down the run. It's like, pop, 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 pop. He's like, oh, shit.
Chris, can you image search for Synthol? I want to see what these guys are up to. Is there anybody new in the Synthol game, or is it still that one
bicep
Eastern European guy?
Still thriving?
Oh, man. Look at Bao Chao.
They're bussing him.
This is the Synthol community.
Brazil, Chow. India, BRICS is actually, this is what people talk about BRICS. This is the common thread that BRICS really has going for it.
Construction worker? How do you get looking like that?
Jow.
He looks like the real life Hulk. That guy does look pretty good, though. This guy looks pretty buff.
Yeah, it's a good look. This is Obama.
It's awesome. Barry Obama.
It's Barry Obama's boyfriend.
These guys look fucking awesome.
It's a good look.
Okay, this guy looks like a god.
Whoa. I like his traps. He did his traps.
Hell
is he just bad at drawing?
He doesn't just had to get those bubbles busting.
Bro.
That's
He's
nice.
Bad at drawing.
He didn't get it. I don't get it.
Romero dos Santos Alves.
Wow.
Bodybuilder who modeled himself on incredible skinny dog.
Oh, bro.
That's how I want to look one day.
I wish my head would look like that if my body looked like that for sure.
Yeah.
I wish.
We can make that happen, Charles.
This
cool. Is he kissing? Oh, he's kissing it. Okay. Well, this is cool.
He could because I kiss it because I can't.
If a snake bite leaves those bites, what kind of a spider?
Imagine working at the company that makes this stuff.
No. It'd be like working at fucking MindGeek.
That's that's worse than the people that use it, the people that make this.
Yeah. Yep.
Like,
sick.
People who, like, empathize with the people who use it, they're like, it's just, they want a little extra pump.
No, just like, I mean.
Where is it made?
It's ethical to make it simply because people will buy it. How's that?
India Mart.
India?
Well, that brand right there, I don't know where the original Synthol would be made.
Mm-hmm.
Could you just pad your feet so you could run better or something good?
Yeah. You put some carbon fiber inserts in. You can put some toe extensions in. You can, you know, like a handicap guy has.
Spreaders and extensions. Spreaders, extenders.
Wow.
I saw people using rocks as toe spreaders.
Really?
I was wondering what you thought about that.
Go back to the Wikipedia.
If I was smart, I'd be using it more because my foot feels like I did the Chinese foot tying. That's what my foot feels like.
No shit.
Who started this trend here? Who came up with this?
Sesame oil.
Who but the devil in Sesame Street?
Who makes the brand Synthol? Where's that stuff made? The muscle pumping oil here.
You may recall synthahol, the alcohol synthesis in Star Trek. I never knew that it was given that it gave you a buzz. Only recently, I'm like, oh wait, just because it's synthetic doesn't mean it doesn't give you a buzz. Just because, but they don't have distilleries and stuff.
What, mouthwash?
No, synthahol from Star Trek.
Oh.
I assumed that they were drinking non-alcoholic drinks because it was synthetic when I was a child, and when I mean till a year ago, and now they get a buzz. They got
a buzz off of synthahol?
Yeah.
I thought that I didn't know they did that.
I better be right.
Can you get drunk off of that?
You have to be able to, because I've seen people drunk in Star Trek, I think.
I thought they were drunk from some alien power. I think that was one episode.
Alien pussy could have made them drunk on many occasions.
Cigarettes.
Cigarettes could have made them drunk.
Cigarettes?
Oh,
You ever see that one with the Star Trek where they're smoking cigarettes?
Oh, it could. Was it like a DS9 one? When it was like a period piece, or was it?
It was I don't know. It could be a clip, but it's like two black alien, two black Star Trek guys ripping butts. These are fantastic.
Ripping heaters,
or maybe you know what? It's probably fucking
Mad TV.
Seth MacFarlane.
It could be. Could be something from his genius, brilliant mind.
So smart.
We're going down a rabbit hole here.
Down a rat hole.
Does synthahol in Star Trek get you drunk? Can you ask the machine? Ask the machine. Does synthahol get you in Star Trek get you drunk?
Probably kill myself if I'm wrong.
Perfect. There we go. Great question. Synthahol is a fictional substance. Tastes and smells mild intoxication effects that get you a little drunk. Mm-hmm. The negative effects can be suppressed or willed away by the drinker. You can be tipsy or relaxed, but you won't suffer the bad consequences of regular alcohol.
Sounds like a regular alcohol to me.
Sober up almost instantly if you want.
Sounds just like regular alcohol to me.
It's familiar. Alcohol is the other one.
Yeah, beer. IPA and cocktails. Regular old tequila does that.
That's too funny.
Now, if a company that invents the muscle oil invented that instead, that would be a net positive to mankind.
Yeah.
No. They invent big filler things.
Yeah.
What is this? A fucking... Yeah. What are we in hell? It's weird.
Was synthahol drinking?
Yeah.
Well, body dysmorphia is another form of hell.
Yeah.
If your muscles or muffles aren't big enough,
you need to make them
that
bigger.
Is a nightmare.
And if you have body dysmorphia and you're a man, you're gay. You are homosexual.
So?
And?
Yes, what else?
Yep. And you you have a whole host of other problems coming on the choo-choo train behind that one.
If a guy's going to get those implants or those injections and they're solving that problem in their life, I would think that there were way more serious problems that preceded this muscle injection.
You would think that naturally?
Or the body, you know.
But you could be wrong. It could be the case that as soon as you start filling up those muscles with oil, that you everything comes together and clicks.
Yeah.
Hey, can you imagine having your shins sawn in half and then gaining 2 inches?
From your life being good?
It'd probably be fucking awesome.
From like the leg extension?
Yeah, it would probably be fucking awesome.
Just like this changed your life, like sitting this much taller than everybody?
Yeah, no, yeah, I'm this much taller.
Never knew. So much better.
I lose the use of my legs in 10 years. Yeah.
Best 10 years of my life.
Yeah.
You kill yourself right after that?
It's I don't know.
Is that what I remember hearing? I think it was Lewis was talking about it. Like people hanging upside down to gain inches, to gain height.
Yeah.
Like crazy shit.
Yep.
Considering the spinal compression, it probably works.
If you had a height problem, it does. But if you had a height problem, you would go to the end of the earth to fix it. Let me tell you that. You would do
I have a bald head and I'm not going to go to Turkey to get new hair, and it's pretty easy.
It'd be fun.
If you had a bald height, you would.
If I had a bald
go
pubic
damn,
region.
You would go damn near to the end to death to fix it. You'd let him.
I'd date a short girl. I'd find a cute little
That's
Italian
just
short
you.
Girl.
I'm not. We're not. We're talking about the guy.
The average.
The Joe. Guy.
Buddy. We're talking about Buddy.
We're talking about Buddy.
Yep.
Scamp.
Yeah.
We're talking about Scamp and
Scamp
Buddy.
Scamp and Buddy. They would hang upside down. They'd get new knees.
If you were Indian and for some reason you had millions of dollars.
Do what you're going to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's time to modify Synthol, height surgery, hair plugs, all that. You got to go for it.
You think we're going to have a billionaire pretty soon that has leg extensions or has huge biceps?
We probably already do.
Maybe they all
are. Of course we do. Of course we do. These guys are getting all the plastic they need. They're getting everything they need. Look at Jeff Bezos. Jeff Bezos is a hunk.
Yeah, he's a big hunky guy.
He's a hunk. He made himself into a hunk.
Don't fuck with me.
Yeah.
He got ripped up.
Yeah.
I hope his girl's not like Bill Belichick's.
All of them. It's so funny that you say this. I saw this on a cutaway, and the inserts look nuts. Like the shoes, they look like they have club feet.
Which thing?
I saw literally this. Like, yo, De Niro wears them. Robert Downey Jr. wears them.
I love those.
Fuck yeah.
So here are the top 10 celebrities that I bet you didn't know that wear height insoles. Number 10, Tom Cruise, standing at 5'7".
Tommy C.
With insoles, Tom, he says to be at least 5'9 to 5'10". Number 9 on the list is Zac Efron, standing at 5'8". With height insoles,
Zac
Efron
went
up to around at least 5'10".
He had a good time with what happened.
Number 8, surprisingly, is Tom Hardy.
It's crazy.
Oh, it's Bane.
Hit pause.
Bane's got heels on.
Bane's got heels. He clicks them together. can you type in Zac Efron now?
That guy's a dick. Bane talking about like a tall guy because he's friend zone. That guy's actually a piece of shit.
That's the best voice ever.
Man, Zac Efron looks awesome.
He looks smooth. Yeah.
He looks great.
He looks like an action figure.
Handsome guy.
He looks like an actor.
I know what I want. That's my style inspo is Zac Efron's face.
What's with his lips?
Get the shredded picture, the roid man down there, the first one, second one there. It looks awesome, man.
It's like Lou.
Poor bastard.
I think he's living his best life, to be honest with you. Mm. Also, what else are you going to do? If you're Zac Efron, what else are you going to do? What would you do if you were Zac Efron?
I would do the same exact thing.
Yeah, the same exact fucking thing.
They wouldn't give him Batman or anything like that, so what the fuck is he supposed to do?
My name's Nick Rocha. I'm going to change my name legally to Zac Efron and do the same thing.
Let's fucking go.
Batman.
You guys should change your name to Zac Efron,
I'm gonna change my name to Zac Efron.
Yeah. Charles Efron, or fuck it, just Charles Zac Efron, and then you can be Sam
no, no.
Zac
no,
Efron.
What about?
Call him Charlie Z.
Charlie Chaplin. That's what I think I'm going to go by from now.
But Efron, though. But look like Zac Efron.
I got to look like Zac Efron.
That would be really funny.
That's fucking awesome.
Change your name to a famous person and then modify like your body to look like a different celebrity. That would be the funniest thing ever. Like, you change your name legally to Big Bird, but you look completely like Mickey Rourke. Yeah, you look like the Mario Brothers.
Yeah.
You're like red pizza my ass. And then you yell at everybody for fucking it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, and I like how, like, you get all these. It's like Tom Cruise, you know, it's all like, wow. It's like us, you get sex symbols and stuff like that. Women telling you that you have like some 900-pound horse telling you that, you know, if a man's not 6'3", it makes him
imagine that. And look at these guys, the best looking guys out of the batch.
If Mark Wahlberg walked in here, you'd be upset. You'd be sad.
Well, I mean, Mark Wahlberg he's a man of stature.
I wouldn't be upset, I'd be honored.
Yeah.
I would look up at him and I'd say, "Hello, sir. How are you doing? Nice to meet you."
He's got the coat hanger out.
They call me Little Sam Hyde, Zac Efron.
It's me, Little Zach,
Teeny Zach.
Yeah.
Wow. Imagine getting shoe lifts to be 5'7".
That's so good.
Damn.
What's with his hair?
How does he?
Yo.
Fuck is this guy's problem?
Let's get these guys out of here. It's too funny.
What is that Sideshow Bob's fucking black son? Unbelievable, this shit I'm supposed to tolerate in this culture. Like, fuck you.
No, you have to take it, Charles.
I'm like, yeah, well, I got to use him as a reference, as a point that I'm trying to make. Yeah, are you fucking crazy? It's just insane, the culture, the figures these days. I guess they've been saying it every generation. It degrades until it gets to a point where Milk Boy is in fucking every room.
Until Milk Boy's in charge.
Yeah, until he's finally the president.
All we got left is Tom Cruise.
Yeah,
he is the man.
The last of them.
Should I get some of those heels?
I have them. I wear inserts.
You've been wearing them for years.
I think people think I'm joking. I do. I think people should. Why not?
I wear shoes that make me shorter because they're barefoot.
Mm-hmm.
So I do the reduction. So
you have such a good relationship with your cobbler, Sam. The guy's like, you're on a first name basis with you. Like, hey, how's the kids?
I'm like probably 30% of my cobbler's business. at this point.
Tommy, how's it going?
Tommy's Big Boy Shoes Incorporated.
Yeah. Sammy!
I'm the only customer.
You want me to make him a foot for you? How would I make you 5'9"? You little bastard, you. You little bastard.
He's 9 feet tall. He's swatting my nose.
Yeah, he's fucking with you, baby. You're a little bro. You saw, put you in my bucket. It's just like
he's doing the little bro head.
Yeah.
Hey, Sammy.
You got some? What do you got for me today? What are those Japanese pens you like drawing with? What are you doing? Some guy was always bringing me these weird Japanese pens. What am I gonna draw? I draw shoes. I make you bigger.
Speaking of which, I found the Japanese pen.
The stationery awards. Yeah.
Oh, that's really?
That's a thing there.
I didn't know that until I just saw it.
That sounds like good. Do they have good notebooks and stuff?
It should be a thing. It's one of the most important things.
Cotton paper. It's my, you know, I eat it.
You like paper, Charles?
I like cotton paper. I like linen paper.
Did you get any Tomoe River paper? Is that what it's called, Chris?
I got Tomoe yesterday. River.
You got it just yesterday?
Yes.
But did you know there are actually stationery?
I bet
awards?
This is good as hell.
Every year, stationery experts from popular Japanese retailers like Loft,
we celebrate Tutaya, racism. Hands,
do you know any of those?
Judge newly released
those retailers, no.
Give awards to the best products.
What the fuck is it, a stamp?
Ooh.
Keep watching to see our favorite.
You're peeling fucking things.
Stationery Awards 2025. Grand prize. The grand prize this year went to Pilot Kirena double-sided highlighters. Featuring guardrails around the chisel tip, this ingenious design lets you draw straight lines and reduces ink pooling.
Yep, that is good.
It's about time someone makes an advancement. Suction
to rest your thumb.
Suction?
This helps to stabilize the angle of the pen when it touches the surface.
Holy shit.
Now, a lot of this stuff, it goes too far.
Mm.
It does go too far. I don't like when there's branding and illustration. This is girl stuff, you know.
Yeah.
You want your stuff to be sort of you want to have the content that you put into it. You want that to be where the personality comes from, not the fruity little gooby gobbies that you can put in it.
What's the pen award?
It looked like a pixelated pen.
Do you have a? Would you have a? Do you own any of these pens?
I use. I've bought probably all these pens. I've probably spent honestly $15,000 on jet pens. But I use a Mont Blanc roller pen and the Tomoe River paper, and then Tomoe River pad is a scratch pad, and then Midori notebook is my notebook. But that second link, or the first link right there, yeah, that right there, that's what I use for scratch. And then
that's good.
Midori makes a really nice, minimally branded, not a lot of bullshit on it notebook that has a. Some of them have cotton paper. I think I just use the regular paper one though.
Cotton has a nice feel. Life's too short.
Yeah.
I read on bar napkins. I read on backs of receipts.
It's like J.K. Rowling.
That's totally valid. I think it's whatever. Get things done. GTD. Mm-hmm. That's a genre. Productivity porn. And do you know? Have you heard of this software called Notion?
No.
There's the people that really get into this type of thing and really get into organizing their lives.
Yeah.
That's not actual productivity. And the people who've made an impact in any field, type in Steve Jobs messy desk. The real workers and the real visionaries, it's like a fight with keeping track of your papers. And that's how it is. It's just
it's like, I got to show you this here, draw it, and then I'll send like a picture like, hey, I want to do a concrete stanchion for my concrete
it's
guy.
It's a mess.
And he's like, wow, that's weird. And I'm like, all right, and then crumple it up. And just pictures of drawings, mm-hmm. and they go, you know. But yeah. I wish I had that. So, there is something, I don't care what, there's something infinitely cool about a good pen. You know, like the Rhodia and all that stuff is
good. No, that stuff is good. But
I like fountain pens, but they leak.
Yeah, but overly fixating on it is it's a trap.
Like anything,
time waste just goes. It's like a misfiring of productivity of achievement or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
What is that in when you pass? I was actually talking about Chris's dad at the gym today, and he's like, I was like, Chris is working on a band. He's like, yeah. he didn't even tell me. I was like, he's getting into golf. And I was like, yeah. But, you know, Chris is like probably like me. You know, he'll pass through shit and, like, see if you don't like it. People who waste their whole life thinking that they want to reach a certain point with something. Mm-hmm. Oh, when I have time, all I'm going to do is race on a racing sim. Yeah. All I'm going to do is blah, blah, blah. But if you get there and realize it sucks dick, like, how sad would you be?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I, you know, I wanted an antique store. My whole, oh, I want to retire and have a little, never, I would never do that. I have an antiques business online.
If it was like in the movies, it would be easier to do the brick and mortar stuff, or if it was 30 years ago.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Right, but like you could be like, oh, I think I want to do this, and then you get to it, and you're like, thank God, because if I pinned my whole life to have like this one simple aspiration, like I just want a simple machine that I can control.
You could be wearing your Nomex racing suit and holding your Arai racing helmet, looking at a GT4 Club Sport, and it could be the worst day of your life.
I'm so sad.
Because you realized you were spending 15 years working towards total faggotry.
Complete. And the guy's like, hey, Nick, really rocked it out there.
Yeah.
Like, that's your cohort.
Yeah.
Like, you worked so hard. Like, hey, Sammy, killer time.
Oh.
Yeah.
And you got beat by a fat lesbian.
Mm-hmm.
She's so good.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't beat her.
Mm-hmm.
It's taken you 6 months and you cannot beat her.
Mm-hmm.
Or like a 10-year-old kid on a shifter cart.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And then you realize, what am I doing? Like, this means nothing.
Absolutely.
Like, what is there a thing in literature?
You gotta take your work life and your dream life and always be trying to merge them, in my opinion.
That's a good way to think about it.
Yeah.
I've always summed it up as like, what could you do all day and not blow your head off?
Yeah.
Or feel like you'd want to, like, oh, this is heaven.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is true heaven. This is great.
Yeah.
But yeah, working, I can only imagine how many people like, one day, like the retirement fallacy.
Well, anytime you see anything that's for sale, that's what it is. Hmm. It's like someone's broken dream, like expensive golf clubs. Whatever, everything, like everything that's on Bring a Trailer, you're telling me at some point that like vault, like my GT3 RS or someone's like Volvo wagon wasn't
40.
A guy's dream car.
Yeah.
At some point, and then he realized it's like a fucking problem.
Yeah.
It's like this is an anchor that's ruining my life. Get it away from me.
A racing sim on Facebook Marketplace that was like 38,000.
You're typing, it breaks my heart to have to sell this, but I've got to let it go.
For half, for 10 cents on the dollar. That's the way I thought this was going to go down when I conceptualized.
You have to upload a picture of yourself going like this.
I have a picture of me in it. It's fine. A most unfulfilling of things. Like, you know, like, there are so many things like that.
I think definitely waiting to live your best life is a really bad, really bad thing.
Mm.
I think you can, and living for other people, even for a short period of time, like going to college because your parents expect you to.
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
Isn't that fun? I had a kid last night on the stream asked, like, oh, I want to go to... my parents want me to go to law school. And I'm like, yeah, no shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, your parents saying, oh, I wish... So they can say at a fucking party that my son goes to law school? You self-centered fucking cunt.
He's got to go to clown school. That's the only option.
Imagine how proud they'd be, man.
Mm. When you're a mid-level lawyer.
A box gets delivered to the house?
When you get replaced by AI.
Yeah, how do you compete with AI when you're going into law?
Specifically, law.
It's easy. You become a partner at a big firm.
That's easy.
What happens to the partners?
I mean, they
welcome you in with open doors and offer you half their shit.
Yeah,
just like a lawyer is known to do.
Mm-hmm.
You get paid $4 an hour to prompt AIs.
That's how legal.
That's your partner in the firm.
That's how legal works.
Lawyers love giving away their shit.
They love to give away ownership of their business.
Come on in. Where you been? I needed you.
Where are we going to get some hot shot fresh out of college
to solve all these problems?
We'll never find one.
Man, thank God you're here. Here, do some heavy lifting for me. I've had a really hard time navigating state legislature. Thank God my relationship with the judges that I see every week in this small state of mine don't know who I am every single morning when I see them. They have all the judges are like that movie Memento, and they forget me every day.
All right, your mission is find out why the judges forgot me
every day. Why do they have tattoos on their arms? Yeah. Yeah, that'll be easy.
Sick.
That's too funny.
Yeah. Like, it's just, and it's all the parents that, like, I would assume, like, more parents, like, more like, it's not really a Woonsocket type parent that would say go to law. It sounds foreign to me, but as soon as I heard it, I was like,
yeah.
Sam would say that, Sam has probably heard this.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this sounds like a Connecticut thing.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, go to law. Why couldn't you just?
WASPy, also Jews, Asians. Yeah. The parents want you to be a doctor, dentist, lawyer.
Doesn't
something
sound fun?
Like that, but everybody, I think everybody has that where your parents want you to do something. It's just different culturally, but none of it's all the same thing. Which is they're doing it because, you know, if you're cynical, you'd say it's because they want the ability to set bragging rights, which is true in a lot of cases. But it's also just that the parents, you want your kids to be safe and taken care of. But your parents, first of all, they're not rich. So they couldn't even help themselves.
Yeah.
First of all. And second of all, they don't have any idea what the world is going to be like in 20 or 30 years when you're, you know, in your 40s and your prime earning years making money. So they don't know where life is going to take you or what you should be doing more than like a random thing is.
So tell you to go be an astronaut.
But the net worth of the people who've given me the most advice is -$40,000. So the most
homeless guy,
the people just in like credit card debt,
yeah,
and like living paycheck to paycheck, the most yapping I've heard from people that like wanted me to do something was just people that are
the guy that hasn't even done it himself. He's telling you to do it.
Like my parents are both, they're both, I love them, they're both broke.
Yeah,
I love them, they're super amazing, but they hate what I do, and they hate it. And they have no money.
So who the fuck are they to say jack shit?
Yeah.
You should come here and clean my toilet.
Yeah.
I'll give you $100 an hour to clean my toilet.
Can you wax my car?
Yeah. Why didn't you go pick up some Whole Foods for me?
So I think I don't want to gripe about my parents. I love my parents. And don't try, I don't think anybody should resent their parents, even if they're even if your parents tell you to do something stupid, you just have to realize where that advice is coming from, which is like they want you to be safe. They don't understand. They don't themselves understand how to make money unless making money, money is double digit millions. That's what you need to retire. That's what you need to actually be wealthy. And by wealthy, I mean able to afford health care for the rest of your life, all that shit. It's not like, can you afford a flat screen plasma TV? It's like, are you actually wealthy? If your parents are actually wealthy, you can disregard this info. But if they're not, you have to realize that the advice is coming from someone who doesn't know what they're doing, and they don't know what the future is going to be like. And their motivation is just your safety. But it's not, you know, you can get in a lot of trouble trying to be safe.
But I think like you or any of us, anybody,
especially if you're on a motorcycle.
But if our generation, if you were giving someone advice, you would like heed warning and be like, I better slow my roll in telling someone to like I can't just tell someone like, hey, you should take testosterone or you should blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
You'd be like, get your labs first.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. You know, why don't you drop the weight? Take it with a grain of salt.
Fix your sleep before doing X, Y, and Z. Sure. Yeah.
A little bit of precaution. And then these guys are like, go be a lawyer.
Yeah.
You know,
they're real cavalier about it.
Yeah.
That older generation.
Should have been a lawyer.
Yeah.
Art school? Faggot.
All of a sudden you're a lawyer?
Oh,
yeah.
The older Gen X and boomers, they're real, real cavalier about what
they... Heavy-handed with the what to do.
With no precursor, like, careful. It's always just...
Yeah. And here's a fun one. The second you make more or something like that, you over-exceed their expectations or you made it doing that, they hate your fucking guts.
Sure.
That's one that I've seen recently where it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
You cocksucker. Mm-hmm. Like people love you when they keep your thumb on you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they like, and then it's like, hey, I'm doing blah, blah, blah. And they're like,
that's not real money.
Yeah, we'll see one day.
Over there, those guys, they make more.
Who? Over there? Who are you talking about?
Fern Gully.
The fairy from the Disney movie?
Yeah. She makes a lot of money. Disney's big.
Disney's big business.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, one guy I know, he was Aladdin at Disney. He made $125,000.
Yeah. Aladdin at Disney.
That's a big job,
over
Charles.
Over a five-year period.
Over 5 years. Ended up taking it at 120.
But if he invested that money,
you could have compound interest. There's those who understand compound interest and those who don't, just like Warren Buffett said.
Savings account.
Just like Buffett said.
Warren Buff said.
Buffum.
So I'm telling you, that guy, Charlie Munger.
That guy's a genius.
He's so smart. Yeah.
That's how you, well, Warren Buffett, the Warren Buffett School of Investing is you find undervalued companies.
Mm.
Oh, thank you.
So you just got to find, you open up your newspaper, you find them.
You just have to go through the numbers and find undervalued companies.
They're behind your refrigerator.
Okay.
Can you type in Berkshire Hathaway versus S&P 500 10-year track record?
Check the last 10,000 years.
Slightly underperformed.
Mm.
Why is it? Is the story like it's not?
Well, it's the model of finding undervalued company. How would that even work anymore? It's completely impossible. And furthermore, his whole, like, I think, type in how much of Warren Buffett's money is from Apple. He famously said that he was an Apple hater. Mm-hmm. And then somebody that was close to him convinced him to go heavy on Apple.
Yeah.
And then he made a fucking fortune on Apple.
Yeah.
And that's like,
oh, it was a late night tip from a buddy, probably the janitor.
It holds $63 billion in Apple stock.
Yeah. It was 20% of their portfolio. I don't know how much of his lifetime winnings are from Apple.
Yeah.
But it's like...
a lot. A quarter.
Yeah. Anyway.
yeah, that's why. I know.
I'll just drink a Coca-Cola. I hate...
He drinks Diet Coke, right?
I'm sorry. I'm a hater.
Yep.
I'm a hater. Yeah. I fucking hate... Who's that guy, Jimmy Stewart?
Jimmy Stewart.
I just wanted to see an America where you can get an apple pie and a cup of soup.
Yeah, sure. Whole
vein of whatever this is.
Bruce Springsteen.
I don't care if this seems anti-American or whatever. This has to be, this should be fucking in a coffin somewhere.
Yeah.
What's that mean?
He's in the fucking the club.
What's that mean?
The 3-2-1 club.
Yep. It's the Kit Kat Club, I think he's in.
What's the 3-2-1 Club?
I don't know. Whatever his whatever his symbols are.
The 1-2-3 Kid was the first member.
It's the opposite of the 1-2-3 Kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that stuff. Yeah. I agree with you. I'm there.
Warren Buffett.
It's just all bullshit. The firms, the finance, the systems, all the stories, everything. I think it's all to demoralize regular people. I mean, it sounds pretty retarded, but I just, what are they all, wizards? They're creating things out of, it's a horseshit. What do they do? Launder money? What do they do? They just actors? What roles? What the fuck are these guys even live for? I think
Warren Buffett's, when he started and when he made his money, you could pick stocks based on, if there were undervalued stocks, but.
There was a lack of information. You could find holes in it.
Well, it's the stock market's been monetized. The stock market has a monetary premium now, it's used as a, it's completely over the average. What's the average PE ratio of a stock today versus when Warren Buffett started? It's probably 30. Is it 30-1? 26.
Oh my god!
So when Warren Buffett, the current S&P 10-year PE ratio is 37.1. This is 80% above the modern era market average of 20.5. So when he started, it was just an easier game. It's whatever.
Hmm.
But I don't think it's necessarily that his success is a conspiracy or some sort of manufactured thing. I think he's a guy from an easier era who did good. But I don't care about how he did good in a different era.
I think about that when I think about the first three seasons of Shark Tank, and I think about Damon John. His actual net worth was $4.5 million or something like that. It was he did a deal for $20 million.
Mm-hmm.
And you were
1914.
Mm-hmm. You know, you could have had fucking Nate Bargatze on there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like anybody, yeah, yeah, anybody yeah. with anything. You know, mm-hmm. like, a, and then you had like
he's got a boat.
They're like, it's like, if you, like, you have like a Ameri- whoa, a real one that floats. I don't have that, but I want that.
Yeah,
and he's like, I don't know, just like pilfering the American public for like. I've always thought like got an idea, if invent help is always like a steal, a theft ring. Mm-hmm. Like, call me with your ideas. We can definitely get it patented. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that's totally above board. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm just sure. When I was like 10, I had that thought. I was like, give everybody your ideas over the phone. What are you fucking retarded? Like, call some stranger with my brilliant idea. What are you fucking? I'm sure they're cool about it.
Mm-hmm. And like then, this, let me call you back. Well, I'm gonna see how your status goes.
Oh, it didn't go through.
A day later, it's already on the market. So, yeah.
Sorry, somebody already did it yesterday. Me.
Yeah, put in the MP3 player with the phone, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. That sounds an awful lot like an idea I just had.
All right. Gotta run. Yo, Billy, they
it's
leave
a liability
the phone down.
I talked to you right now because our ideas are a little bit similar. Right.
Like, that would be so much fun. We should, fuck, we should do that. We should really do that. That'd be so, like, just, like, slimy shit like that. Actually, I'm really glad you called me because I was actually thinking about that yesterday. We actually had that idea. It's, like, literally written on a whiteboard right behind me. Sorry, you gotta, I'm going to call you back. Honestly, if you steal from me, I'll sue the shit out of you. Bye.
Talking so fast, you start choking.
And then you're burping like, and puking.
They forget to like hang the phone up, and they're like, "Yo, this guy, you're not gonna believe it. Check this. He's like, he gave me the whole thing and everything. It's like 2 feet by 1 foot. It's a fucking, it's like a street sweeping. It's an adaptation for a street sweeping, and it increases efficiency. It's a fucking moron. He's from what's his name, Daniel. And there's like a fat person on the other end, like
the other end of the phone is just blowing ass. That's it for 10 minutes. It's like 6 people all blowing ass. That's kind of what I'd like to see.
It's just, I don't know. And then like people like just Americans bringing their ideas to get like slapped in the face with bad deals, like in earnesty, like
sad.
I want to make money. Mm-hmm. In any deal format, if you were like buying a business or you were buying a car or buying, you're like, I want to rip you off. Mm-hmm. You'd be like, sir, get the fuck out. This is the way this is going to work. Anything like that. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, there's a margin that's set. And they're just sitting there spitting in their mouth. From a guy who has like 5 million, or you know, mm-hmm. you have Mr. Wonderful, he has 2 watches on.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, just shut up.
What a god.
Yeah.
Two watches with red bracelets that he's like factory, he's replaced the factory bracelets with red because it's Kabbalah, Jewish
Kabbalah.
Mysticism.
Is it Richard Mille? Does he have Richard Mille?
He's got all of them, but he swaps the bands out for red ones.
Red. Probably got red shoes.
Look at the second picture right there.
Cool, yeah.
It's me, the Jew, top Jew.
O'Leary.
Number one, I love these watches. I could cry.
O'Leary.
Why is he like red bands?
O'Leary the Irishman.
It's so strange.
He's a bit Irish. He must be Irish. He's O'Leary.
What weird
Those
people.
Things look like shit, too.
Weird.
If you want to ruin a watch, the fastest way to do it is to put on a red band
Flex.
The designers did not intend for it to have on it.
They should
you
sue him.
Fucking moron. Yeah, they should.
They should. They should not allow him to buy anymore. Like, mm-hmm. if you modify the... If you sell a Ferrari and shit, they'll cut you out. Bugatti, etc. Yeah. That's, like, why colors... Like, people are like, I'd wrap it in a color. I'm like, do you know how many billions of dollars they spent to... Like, they don't make a bad color in cars. People would always argue with me. Mm-hmm. I'm like, do you know there's billions of dollars spent to pick this color palette out? Mm-hmm. And they're like, well, it would look better if they made, like, a blah, blah. I'm like, I agree, but... I think you would miss. Mm-hmm. I think if you had the entire color and you could pick it, you would fuck that up.
Yeah.
You don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't. We could fuck it up. Mm-hmm. You have auto design and you've taken a few classes. You might fuck it up.
You can fuck it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, does it, the fact that he's got that goddamn 2 red bracelets on, does that mean he's got the frickin'.
He's got double Jew power.
Does he have like the belt that goes up his arm?
He's definitely
phylactery,
yes.
And he's like Vav and Tav and Vav. Yeah, is that what that means? Dude, are you fucking crazy?
Number magic.
Yeah, Vav and Tav. I like that.
Well, you know,
Jewish number magic, right?
Yeah. Oh, I'm
Hold
a little
on
bit
a second. I'm
going to
cast
it.
A spell. Uh-oh. 7!
Oh! 7! Turn it off!
Now he's my money!
I'm a golem now.
I turned him into money!
I'm a golem now.
You're putting him in the bank?
You're putting Charles.
Look at this fucking guy. Yo, brother.
It's a good find. I like that guy.
Yo.
Oh, that means that live long and prosper is a Kabbalah thing, Leonard Nimoy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Everything in our society is all a reflection of that. I wonder why. Yeah.
Ancient Jewish. I can't think of three words that are more repulsive to me. Ancient Jewish magic.
AJM.
Yeah.
Yo,
strange gods.
Yo,
temple the classic. A temple what?
Oh, lavender.
You join the membership here.
You get the minivan membership? What's that?
Dr. Jeremy.
They're doing card tricks.
Dr. Jeremy pedophile.
Was this your card? That's 3,500, please.
Dude, it's like, it's just crazy, man. I don't know. That's weird. I just can't believe that they're all like out.
Get the fucking thing off.
So weird.
Thing's fried. Yuck.
Yeah.
Mr. Sack.
You guys see the new iPhone?
Mr. Sackler.
I like the thinny. The iPhone thinny camera edition is my favorite. Mr. Sackler.
Is it super thin camera phone edition?
It's got super thinny camera.
This is gonna be good. I just gotta replace mine.
This one's a Trojan edition. It's ultra thin.
It's so thin.
You like the camera setup? Looks good.
I have to carry him. Oh, it's Abadir Chowdhury.
It's designed by Abadir Chowdhury.
Yet so thin and light.
You hear the voice?
It seems to disappear in your hands.
Is this the voice of the designer?
Mm-hmm.
It's the voice of the phone.
The core structure is a radically thin frame made from grade 5 spacecraft titanium that combines strength, lightness, and durability.
Spacecraft. They have titanium.
Kraft mac and cheese.
Material,
yeah, titanium. Adamantium.
Pristine mirrored finish.
What, Harry Potter?
Crafted.
This is unbelievable.
In a palette of colors that evoke lightness.
Fun colors.
I saw one three second of these guys. There was some guy on a piano singing about how their apps are art on both or something. Sides. I couldn't. I was. I wanted to die.
Creates nanocrystals that significantly improve toughness.
Nanocrystals.
And the front is 3 times more scratch resistant than before. It's more durable than any previous iPhone.
I like that guy's voice, don't you?
Mm-hmm. To make something this thin.
What's with his eyes? Yeah, how long they were?
Of the iPhone.
It's
starting by redesigning our iconic plateau. It's precisely
this is so insulting.
To fit our custom-made chips, components,
all you see, you're looking at CGI the whole time.
Systems. The new center stage camera perfectly frames selfies and portrait.
The thing's got an asshole.
Without turning the phone.
Steal it. They steal the phone and run.
Our fusion camera is a technical marvel. It captures gorgeous 48 megapixels.
Oh, they got a dragon.
Next-gen portraits.
Oh!
Majestic landscapes and incredible light images.
I just got raped.
I'm down here because they use my pussy.
They use my pussy. Josef Fritzl.
This is so retarded.
Like, how could anyone? It's like a fucking Disney cartoon. Are you fucking shit spinning around? Like, this is crazy. You hear the voice?
Simply thin,
like, dude, it's like getting fucked up the ass.
It's our thinnest iPhone
ever. It's our thinnest.
With the power of Pro inside.
He's getting fucked up the ass by it with a guy with a thin condom on that rips immediately.
To believe this is iPhone.
Can you go look this guy's name up on YouTube, please?
Chowdhury.
Chowdhury.
See
sounds
this
like
guy.
A dog food brand or something.
It's fucking Purina.
Chowdhury. It's
Abadir Chowdhury.
Probably done porn.
The audio whoa! Sounded like it was recorded on a road.
Yeah.
A road lav or something.
Dude.
Yo, this guy sucks, man. And everybody that looks like him sucks.
This is the body double for Aziz Ansari during his rapes.
He's getting horny. He's fucking you. It's unbelievable
to
me. Come on,
look him
possible.
Up on YouTube. I want to hear what he says. I want to hear an interview or something with this guy.
She won't get with me? Are you kidding me?
He pushes her right in front of a train.
Yo, the takeover is happening. Go down here.
Whoa!
Is there an interview or something, like something different?
I think they just got him like 5 days ago.
Yeah, they just hired him for this
he's
video.
The fall guy?
Yeah.
When it sucks, they're like, I don't know, let's try a thin phone or something.
Wasn't one good thing about that. You got a camera sticking out like a little fucking sack. It's probably pulling up your fucking cock or whatever the fucking phone can do to you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Plateau. It's our world famous
the plateau.
What is the point of even...
It looks like it'll break.
No, it's 3.5
times
stronger.
Imagine
it's
that.
It's 3 times stronger,
you
Chris.
You hear that part,
and
Chris?
Then someone was like, doo, 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 with the fucking piano. It's...
No, Chris, it's 3.5 times
it's stronger. It's insulting on so many levels. People don't even... They
Mickey
don't...
Mouse is there, the wizard costume. He's got the brooms dancing.
Yeah, bam, 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 bam. God.
Yeah, kick ass.
How much is it? It's going to be cheap, right?
It's under $300.
Oh.
It's just that it's so good. It's got a big, fat camera.
This thing's fucking, it's going to be fat in your pocket.
It's fat, it's
thin.
Only
$1,000.
That thing's good.
I like how new phones have been $1,000 forever.
Yeah.
Just $1,000.
They really found the perfect.
Thousand.
That's like some NHRA drag racer, like the right mix of fuel and oxygen or something. Figuring out that $1,000 for the phone is like the spot that where the most people would buy it.
I'm going to go buy a phone right now. I'm going to go buy the Samsung. Phone right now, a new Galaxy.
I bet the new Galaxies and new Notes are so much more fun than the Apple ones. I bet they're fun.
I've enjoyed Samsung phones for fucking 20
years. Remember how good
years.
The Notes were? They were fun as hell.
I mean, I remember when I had a Note, fully customizing it so that every icon looked fucked up, and there were like three alarm clocks that all looked fucked up, and there was a... There was like a text-to-speech thing where anything you would tap, it would read it, and I set it so it did it like super fast, like the Galoob guy in like an Indian woman's voice. So you'd tap something and it would go, my calendar.
That's cool. Why would you ever get rid of it?
It was fucking cool.
Damn. Yeah,
speaking of which, Nova Launcher, the guy just, I read something, the guy just stepped down from the company, came out as gay or something, but Nova Launcher was the app, the interface that you would slap on top or use as another operating system, I forget. I'm sure it was slapped on top of it. That's what I would use to customize every single inch of the screen. I'd have my my Evernote there. I could do anything. Everything was completely covered, but I guess it's shutting down. But the launchers were fucking...
The
you
launchers
can't do that
were great.
What's launcher? Like a user interface
Yeah,
modifier?
It's like a layer on top of the vanilla
Android.
Like
the start
Android.
Menu kind of deal, but it's just like alternate.
Like, you can do
like
more?
Anything you want.
Different.
It's
you can just
so
set it up how you wanted it.
Good.
That's cool.
Like, I had it all set up with widgets years before. But I guess it's still, I mean, it's like a waste of time. Like, it's what you do. You know what I mean? It's like that customization. It's like fucking meaningless. But it's fun.
If you have it set up perfectly, it's probably bloatware.
It's funny as a joke. I still got screenshots of it. Like, I could pull it up and be like this. What the fuck?
I bet I can.
You have it now on your phone now?
I bet I do have screenshots of it. I guarantee it.
Can you ask him if we have the Dungeons and Dragons book?
What is that?
Rule book for a live-action role-playing game.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Good. There's no way to find it right now. It'd be sick.
I've never heard anything bad about Dungeons and Dragons my whole life.
It's probably cool.
I've heard really funny things. And I remember at one point being like, don't ever shit on that. You'd be wrong. You're going to be wrong. I learned that like 15 years ago. Don't shit on Dungeons and Dragons. You're going to be wrong.
Well, if it's been co-opted and made queer and everything, you know, just Warhammer and everything. But still, if you got the right rule book or if you write your own rules, you can have a damn straight piece of D&D at your fingertips.
Is Nick Hayden a big D&D guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was doing a stream. He was... I don't think he was DMing it. There's another guy, AK-47 Bear, was DMing it. And they did it for, I believe, a couple of years. They were doing costumes and everything, which is absolutely insane.
Damn.
But they did it. But you, in order for it to really, I mean, everyone's got to be pretty damn good. I'm just good with their rhythm and everything, as long to keep it from getting, like, cold. You know what I mean? You know how a game can be.
Yeah.
But so it's, I don't know. It's, like, crazy to do that. Mm. It's so crazy.
Mm. Man, it's exciting.
Yeah,
it is. It's fun to find out that hobbies aren't gay.
Yeah.
Even if you think they are, like, oh, it's like reprieve. It's like
you lift up a rock, there's something good.
Yeah.
Not something bad.
It's kind of sad when you like de-alcohol or de-drug, like you quit weed, you're like, that's fine, I'm off it.
Yeah.
And then you're like, shit gets a little like boilerplate and you're like, oh, shit, I got nothing. Like, I got nothing. Like, I used to be like, I'll smoke a joint and chill out. You'd be doing nothing. You'd be spinning around in a room somewhere going, duh, 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 duh. But it was like, in your head, you were like, fixed it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And now, like, you don't smoke weed anymore. You have, like, you're like, I can't drink it as much because I want to go to the gym, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And you're like, fuck, there's literally no, there's no fucking reprieve in
this
world.
No relief, yeah.
No relief whatsoever.
Quality of life is so bad, you need something just to get by. Isn't that great?
You're searching for, like, and you're like, well, Dungeons & Dragons decent.
It's decent.
It's like when you're like, it's decent. I'm like, oh, it's good. Not for me, glad for some. Mm-hmm. Happy, genuinely happy for people. Mm. You know, like, cooking is gay. You know, like, some stuff gets gay.
Some things are gay. I've had some I remember all the D&D campaigns I've played way back in the past. There's the DM was a friend's older brother, so he was pretty experienced way back in the early 90s. I remember the good moments, the silly moments. Like, the D&D memories are really silly, especially as a kid.
Damn.
That's just silly. You could do Star Trek. You could really have some stupid-ass android sex if you want.
It's time to get into it.
It is time to get. If you're not
get
into
some
it,
synthol.
Get into it.
Yeah. Just doing synthol. That's so funny. That's your new
maybe
hobby.
Maybe we should try synthol. We're just pouring water inside of beers. How do we make synthol?
Why?
Will Wheaton?
Pause. Can you ask ChatGPT what rule set did Critical Role used for campaign 2?
Puff of this thing for 1 second.
You gonna smoke?
Oh, no, just a couple.
Oh, puffs. You can puff it there. Just puff it there.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, come on.
I don't want to make anyone sick.
We're fucking.
What rule set did Critical Role use for campaign 2?
Pussy rules only? Or is it prison rules?
Why did the YouTube just say that they just adopted 5e? If you go back to the YouTube tab.
Are these guys classic, like Will Wheaton?
No, these guys are... There's something else.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Who's Will Wheaton?
Will Wheaton is the little boy.
Wesley Crusher? He looks a little bit...
He's Wesley the little boy.
He's definitely a boy. Yeah. He was definitely a boy. He's famous for playing a Beverly Crusher's son in Star Trek Next Generation. He was pretty good in that. Mm-hmm. But he just became a political sort of type of gentleman.
He became sort of a...
you could call him an LGBT. PBT kind of guy, maybe. I don't know. I'm just making things up. But he is like when I said a little bit ago when the whole movement's been co-opted, you turn everything queer no matter what it is. Mm. And he's been a figurehead. And hey, he's fine enough. I've known him my whole life ever since childhood. But
he's a personal friend of ours.
Personal friend. We used to date, actually. So we speed dating for a couple hours.
We don't agree with what he's up to nowadays.
Yeah, you should take him to your cobbler. Get him.
He looks interesting.
Give him a cobbler.
His sensibilities are interesting. But I guess he's the guy that's Mr. D&D.
Is he?
Yeah, he's like Mr. D&D.
What does he know about it?
I don't know.
Fucking probably jack shit.
Well, we could look up some of his streams. I bet we could get some good ass shit. He's like this. Look up. Get the camera on the table. All over his leg.
Come flame. Come flame.
You roll a 7. I'm gay.
You roll a 7?
Dice in the cum.
I'm making that up. He doesn't really do that.
What is? He was having Will Wheaton D&D.
I'm curious to what he says.
It's probably insufferable.
I think it's highly insensitive.
You encounter a clan meeting in the woods.
You see that guy's nails?
This guy? Oh, yeah.
Holy shit!
Yeah.
That's
cool. That's Matt Mercer.
Is he classic?
He is not.
Oh. I thought he was one of your friends or something. I was like, was he
I've
good?
Known him for years. He's
you
a friend.
Know Matt
Look
Mercer?
At his, he's got to see his mouth.
What the fuck happened to his nails?
A bunch of us nerdy-ass voice actors sit around and play Dungeons & Dragons.
Get this guy's fucking face off the screen.
Wow. He's got his nails painted.
I want to see Will Wheaton D&D. I want to see what kind of heat his game has here.
I like the there sets and shit.
Let's go to the third. Go to the third thing there. Mike. What's up with this? What is he doing?
That session looks good.
What's Acquisitions Incorporated?
This Dungeons & Dragons game.
Piss jugs.
I am Chris Perkins, your merciful
I'm Chris Perk.
DM.
Anyone want any?
And that vape smells making me want to vape.
Oh, is it bad
good.
Or just...
No, it's too
is it
good.
Bringing back to the deck
it's
days?
It's bringing me back to the...
Who's predicting a TPK?
The box mod days.
Yeah, I love those.
Gosh, I hope not.
What's TPK
this
stand
stuff is
for?
Crazy.
Of Acquisitions Incorporated.
Chris, what's TPK stand for?
Before I introduce the guys,
I don't know.
Let me just say, welcome.
Can we skip to the middle
this
here?
This is rough.
This like fourth wall breaking down. Stuff takes you out of the thing. It's, what is the shit?
Everything is not. immersive. Everything pulls you out. Everything is a shuck and a jive. Everything's a wink and a nod.
Yeah.
No one can even do a character without... Who knows?
Everything's got to be a joke.
We lost the red shirt.
Yeah. Yeah, get that. That's not what we want.
Live audience D&D.
Yo.
Bro. Dude. Need anybody say more? Yo, Will, how you doing?
All right, guys, what's our runtime here?
We get 1 minute. 1 minute. 1 minute and 20 seconds.
1 minute, 20 seconds?
Yeah, no, now hour 20.
An hour 20?
So does that mean there's no... Is there any filmed D&D media that's respectable?
Online? I mean, Critical Role is massive. It's like one of the top 10 podcasts. If I were into games, my criticism of everything would be that the tongue in cheek stuff takes you out of the role playing, and it makes the whole thing basically equal to being a furry.
Maybe people are afraid to take it seriously or something, or I don't know.
I don't know what it is, but it's the same. It becomes a gamer identity that's akin to being a furry, as opposed to like.
What?
That's crazy. What?
No.
It's crazy. No.
Really?
No video. Ooh, no. It's Twilight Zone days.
No. Oh, no. Oh, my God.
Is it real?
Is he dead, dead?
No. Is that AI? Oh no, my goodness.
Is it this?
God damn, no. It's not good, man.
Should we not watch it?
No.
I mean, people are going to be seeing it.
No. Well, I mean, you know.
Chuck, you don't have to watch it, but we can show it here.
I'll just, you know.
Oh my God, man.
Where'd you find it? Twitter?
Just click the thing, man. Kyle, is he dead?
Looks like it.
No, man.
Mm.
No. Oh no.
Is it this? Oh, it must be. There must be multiple angles.
Ooh.
Where is it? Do you know where, Kyle?
We got to get that shotgun ASAP.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
That is not good, man.
He was on the young side, wasn't he?
Yeah. This is really bad. He's probably dead. 31 years old. He's a father.
Is that anarcho-tyranny once more?
No, this is like a... It's probably go time. It's probably Civil War time.
Hmm.
All Everything. Right. We hope... I hope to God that he makes it through this, but that's not a good...
Not a good sign.
That's not good.